They'll give you the run in, and I'm actually just gonna sneak by. I'm gonna pop out.
I'm Charlotte Gardner.
Charlotte, nice to meet you.
Nice
Charlotte.
To see you. And I'm Angela McDonald.
Angela.
Bob DeGree.
Bob.
Jerry Barrows.
Jerry. So you have 15 minutes to let the board know what you think the value is.
Okay.
And
I have.
What you think that is.
Sure.
And then they'll have questions for you at the end.
No problem.
Once they get finished, they'll deliberate and come up with a decision.
Okay.
The decision will be mailed to you as a result of grievance notice, and it comes 2 weeks after the close of the hearings.
So 2 weeks from today.
July 8th.
July 8th.
Yeah.
Okay, super.
And earlier, it'll be earlier.
No problem. Yep, that sounds good. I have three comparables that are recent sales. And one of them, I think, is the best representation. It's my neighbor to the right. He has 34 acres of land. Okay. That sold for $590. So that is, let's see, $258 a square foot. I also have two more. One is on Middle Road.
Do you have the exact addresses of these?
Yes, I do. I have them all. Yep. The first one is my neighbor, which is the closest to a comparable piece of property as mine. I only have 12 acres. I have less finished interior space than he does.
Mm-hmm.
And that address is 583 Sand Road.
Thank you.
And it's the neighbor just to the left, I guess, or next to the right. Yeah, just next door.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then I have another one. This is another neighbor, the next one over on the same side. I don't know if this has sold yet, but he's got it listed for $589.
That
address is 541 Sand Road. That's significant. Well, more square footage, less land. But once again, I don't think that it's sold yet. I don't see the sign,
mm-hmm.
but that doesn't mean anything. It might have been taken off, you know, because there's a hold, or you know, maybe he's changed his mind. And I have another one. This is 505 Middle Road. This is closer to my property. It's 5 acres. It's sold for $548. More square footage, though. And so the square footage price on this piece of property was $224. The one prior was $241 square foot. So if we just take those three and average those, comes to $241. That would put my house at 2,100 square feet, which is, you know, there's about 500 included in there that's not finished. I have the whole upstairs in the garage that's not finished, but the last assessor had put it down as half value, I guess, half somewhat. It's got decking, and I have pictures to show you on that. So that comes up for my piece of property, 506,100. At the average of those three comparables. Now, if we add in, I have six more that are farther away that have sold. There is one on, would you like these? I still have time to give you all these?
Yeah.
Okay. This one is 107 Anne Marie Lane. It's sold for $729. Has 1.37 acres. It has almost 500 more square feet finished space.
And it's newer.
And it is newer. Yeah, it's absolutely newer. And, you're looking at that. Yes. The square footage for that is 283. Did you get that, 107?
Mm-hmm.
Anne Marie Lane. Oh, you're pulling them up as I speak. Okay,
yeah.
Good.
My son built that house.
Oh, very nice. Now this is very nice. My house is not like this.
Much newer.
I have, original windows in the house. So 35-year-old windows. I have original kitchen, with the exception of a couple appliances that have burned out, obviously, in 35 years. But the same countertop, 35 years. So there has been no upgrades on the house part. Okay, unfortunately, I ended up renting it for a period of time. And I'm still recovering from the damage of that. So I don't advocate renting property. But at the time, it was my only alternative. I have another one here. This is 199 Oak Circle. And that sold for $574, small lot, more square footage, and that is an average of, well, that is 217 a square foot. Did you get that address?
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. I haven't, we don't have to include these, but I'm just adding more and more data, okay? Yeah. Another one, 2797 Mallets Bay Ave. This is a 1.22 acre lot. Less square footage, sold for $465, and that's $291 a square foot. Okay, I have another one here, 42 Haley's Way in Colchester. That is more square footage. I don't know about the lot size on this one, but it sold for $559.9. The square footage for that average, the square footage true price is $214 per square foot. I have another one here. Now, this is very beautiful. it is 362 Hidden Oaks Drive. I'm not quite sure the age of that, but it looks relatively nice and new. It sold for $749. over 3,000 square feet, small acre, small lot size, and that came up to 246 square foot. Okay, I have another one here, 111 Red Oak Drive. That is more square footage, small lot, 260 a square foot. It sold for $600,000. You want the address again?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see it?
I've got it.
The 111 Red Oak Drive. Okay. And that's it. Now, the average of those additional six added to the original three, so now we have nine pieces of property, mm-hmm. square footage wise, is 246, which puts my house at 517 at 2,100 square feet.
So, as I understand it, Don, you're not contesting the land value, but you're contesting the building value.
I don't know what you have for the land value on that. The land is not really usable, per se.
You know, I have acres.
Yeah, I mean, I have a driveway that's relatively inaccessible most of the time. I think there was it's a third of a mile. It's deep into the woods. I mean, if you look at the satellite shot.
That's fine.
Yeah, it's a third of a mile long. It's upgrade beyond probably what the town would ever allow. So I have to plow in addition to maintain any washout conditions, including the recent downpours that occurred. So I have to grade and back drag the plow and maintain that driveway. If I don't, it's not feasible to even access the property without walking. I don't know if you've been up there. You're the assessor?
Yeah.
I don't know if you've been up there, but you can stop by. But it's an extensive.
Is your house the one with the gate and that dog?
No, that's Bill, that's this one, 583. That's Bill Mooney's place, Doc Mooney there.
That's also 590.
Yeah, 590. And he's the closest to me, really, relative to the size of the house. He's more square footage. But he's got a beautiful three-car garage with a lift inside. It's absolutely stunning that he just built. And he has that other garage down at the bottom. And he has another garage attached to the house.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And that sold for $590. And he has been consistently below, I have been consistently below his value for the town by around $30,000, $35,000. I think the last appraisal that went through 10 years ago, he was $347,000 and I was $317,000. Okay. So $590 for him, nothing's changed for him. I don't even know about, nothing has changed since then, other than that garage, but I don't know if that was updated. But he has a more reasonable driveway, you know, so it's half the distance up or less. So, you know, that whole ridge line is steep. I mean, it is 289 where they've cut through to make that extension, that 289 extension. That ridge is continues on north, and I'm a mile pretty much from where they had to ease the grade by cutting through that stone and put in that 289 extension. So I don't know what you have for condition, but I would say it's probably below average on condition.
So you think they called, so they've got your first floor at 896 square feet.
Yes, yes.
Then they have half story.
Yeah, because,
finished,
no, that's not finished. I can show you.
Well, I think we're talking about up here. Maybe?
Yeah,
what's finished up here?
Nothing. Anything? I can
nothing.
Show you. Nothing. Nothing. Is decking up there. That's it. But I can, I've got pictures
of
it.
And then they've got a three-quarter story.
That's up here.
That's
so the original square footage is like 16 something.
Uh-huh.
And then they added, last time, I think 500.
448.
Okay, 448 for this space up here. But this is what that looks like.
So,
yeah.
Because this section is unfinished?
I can't tell.
This here?
No,
over
above
here.
This part.
This part is unfinished.
Above that part is unfinished. I can show you here.
Okay.
Okay.
So it looks like this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's completely.
How recent are those pictures?
Just 2 days ago.
Right?
Okay. You can.
448.
Yeah.
We got to get rid of. Thank you.
Yeah.
So
I have more shots too. Yeah.
You do have a floor there. It's not.
See, there's the from the downstairs to get up there, but it's not.
So the only finished space is this.
Is this part? Yep.
7-Eleven
yes,
over here.
Yes. Yes.
And an unfinished basement.
Well, half of that is finished. There's probably.
Not 896.
No. Half of that. 400
half?
Maybe. Even less than 400 because I think it's bolt. I can measure it.
What
but
do you consider finished?
It's got carpet.
Sheetrock.
It does have sheetrock.
Ceiling.
Ceiling.
Heat.
Yep.
Yeah. You're finished.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe he needs to measure that for us, Bob.
Yeah.
Well, what is the? Yeah, I would say I can measure that for you. What is the?
Here's
the first floor, because it would be identical to the first floor, but
first floor is
896.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie, you want to give him the card? You can just draw it out on the card.
Yeah,
less than half. Oh, sure.
Yeah.
No problem. Oh, right here. So the finished part would be less than half below here. Can I write on this?
Yeah.
Probably like this, because the chimney is on the other side of this wall, so. And there's two flues there. So it's just this part below.
Just that part below.
Yep,
so
yep.
Let me mark finished on that and give it to Bob.
Sure. But that's below grade.
Right.
So I don't know what the percentage is there.
Some
chocolate. Well, you're so sweet.
Well,
yes,
we all needed it. We've been here since 9 o'clock this morning.
Yeah. Well, the weather looks rough, huh?
You said it's about 30.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, not...
12 feet?
They're
at 32 feet for the length of...
It's 28 this way, so maybe 12? Yeah, I would say 12 by whatever the width is there. Well, let's say 300 or something, maybe, I don't know, 350.
12 by 28.
Yeah, what is it?
Yeah.
Well, the width.
Width-wise,
28. Yeah.
Okay.
White chocolate. Very nice.
You can make a switch if you want.
Oh, that's okay.
That'll actually make a big difference.
Okay.
Taking that
three-quarter
story, but that's above the garage.
Yeah, taking that out.
Yep.
That's going to make a big difference, and then we'll adjust for that basement area.
Well, what about the comps that I pulled up here, too, based on, you know, I mean,
yeah, we'll check the 583 Sand Road.
That's the closest because, obviously, he's got land, and probably the condition, with the exception of those garages, know, I don't know if mine is any better than his, but certainly, I don't know. I haven't been over other than to see his garage. Am I out of time?
No.
Oh.
Well,
I see you
closing
me up here.
That's the neighbor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's the neighbor's at 34 acres, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, my 12 is not not usable. The 12
not
is not
usable.
No, I mean it's not
all
usable.
All garages.
Yeah. And that sold for $590.
Well, let's see.
So let me guess, the garage is what sold the
lift. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a beautiful garage.
Yeah, he's got little cars in it.
I think the garage is nicer than the house.
It is.
Yes, it should be. Depends who's speaking.
Depends who's cleaning it.
Yes.
Now, do you want these as a reference?
I can I wrote them all down.
Okay.
Thank you. And you're welcome to leave them since you went through all the work, but you don't have to.
I can leave them. Let me see.
Your file is huge. We've got them.
Okay.
I've got them.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, just to let you know, we did take 10% off of the access off the site.
Yeah.
And 50% off of the land. That's the creative land.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's not usable. I mean, it'd be different if it was, I think it was a property down on, is it still Sand Road? It might be. It sold for a million, I think, or close to it, 975.
The big colonial at the end.
Yeah.
Gentees Road or something?
Maybe Gentees. Yeah. Might be in Essex.
Yeah.
I think it's in Essex.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's all, you know, I don't know what he's got there, probably 2-3 acres. But that's relatively flat. The only problem he has is the train.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Which that thing comes through at 3 o'clock in the morning. So that definitely degrades his value. But
Laurel Bissett used to say, it didn't bother me at all.
Doesn't bother Danielle and Chris.
I think you get
right
used to
behind
it.
Them on East Road.
Yeah.
It doesn't bother the people that live there.
I have to tell you, they've been...
Doesn't shake the house?
No, yeah. Not at all.
They do weld now, so I think that makes a big difference. They're welding all of the individual rails.
Yeah, you don't hear them.
Yeah, before
you don't
it
hear
would
that.
Be
it's just
quite a rattle, I think.
Yeah.
I
you
sold
know,
the old Farnsworth house years ago that was built before the train came through.
Oh, wow.
And that, if you go out Farnsworth Road, it's
right
there.
Yes.
Now that house shook.
Yes.
But the house was built long before.
Yes.
Yeah, used to be the first telegraph office.
It's comforting to hear it go through.
It
I like it in the morning, you know,
like
3 o'clock in the morning. Yes.
They don't last, the noise doesn't last long.
No, they get up to altitude pretty quick.
Yeah.
So what else can I provide you with?
You've done it.
Oh, my God.
I think we're
good.
Wow. Cogitating
this
all this.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, you're very welcome.
I don't think
thank
we need any more.
Thank you for having me.
So expect to hear from us at least by mid-July, if not before.
Okay. Mid-July.
Yeah. And then you fall, if you're still not happy, there are opportunities for you to appeal further.
Okay.
Gets more intense.
That's very nice. Okay. How much more intense? What do I need to bring?
Not just
same thing you brought.
Okay.
Well,
and
then
maybe
they do a home visit.
That's fine.
They will do a home visit the next round.
Yes.
Oh, is this? What is this for? Can I have this or no? No.
I think that's
yours.
Yeah.
Is it yours?
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for coming in.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah.
You guys are very, very, very wonderful for having
thank
me.
You for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Okay. Have a good rest of the day. You have more coming in?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
We're
not done.
Wow.
We've been here since 9.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
No.
Thank
that's
you so much. Do I guide anyone in?
No, that's
all
right.
Go out?
We're all
okay.
Set. Thank you. We're going to deliver
you
for
thank
2
you.
Minutes. And thank you.
Okay.
Thanks, Don.
The house not finished, 35 years, same countertop, same cupboards.
Exactly.
Right. As soon as he started saying that, I'm like,
I've
got the same countertops for 35 years, same cupboards. I'm like, he's not married.
Yeah, the same from 40 years ago, honey.
And you're a builder.
And I'm a, well, that's why, because I'm a builder.
Yep.
So it's interesting, people are shaking hands again. I thought that kind of has still been.
And his hands are sweaty.
I didn't like that. I don't really like that.
How many more do we have?
How many more do we have?
Jerry.